Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Only 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Only 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked in.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
When I had a dream, my dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication is in you. Now pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Saturday, November 2nd, join SUNY Oneonta and SUNY Delhi at Morris Conference Center. Their 24th annual conference on volunteerism and social responsibility will be happening from 9:30 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. Four different lead credits, free breakfast, and lunch will be served. On Sunday, November 3rd, stay tuned to WONY 90.9 FM. But in recent news, SUNY Oneonta's Heritage Language Institution has officially opened. It will provide support and engagement for English language learners, so make sure you reach out to SOHLI@oneonta.edu. SOHLI@oneonta.edu for more information. On Monday, November 4th, the Office of Sustainability will be collecting pumpkins. Bring your unpainted pumpkins to Hunt Union between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to be recycled. On Tuesday, November 5th, stop by the Great Room at 7 p.m. Take a break, unwind, and get creative for a variety of activity stations, including vinyl painting, rainbow loom, rock painting, and foam charm making. This will all be happening at 7 p.m. at the Great Room, hosted by the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center and the Office of Equity and Inclusion. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Hello, you are listening to Nothing Is Real on WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked. Today, I'm going to be playing a mix of just kind of sadder punk and pop music for you guys today because it's cold out and it's making me sad and the seasonal depression is kicking in, unfortunately. But before I do that, I had the pleasure of interviewing a indie folk pop sensation, Odie Lee, the other day on behalf of WONY 90.9 FM, and I believe that I should play it for you guys. We had a really good conversation about her newest album, which came out over the summer, called Carrier Pigeon. It is her debut record, and it was an all-around fun conversation. She was really fun to talk to, and really, really good stuff over here. So, without further ado, this is Odie Lee and WONY 90.9 interview. Before we get into the music, I hope you guys enjoy it, and I'll talk to you in a bit. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me. And I guess to start off, congrats on releasing Carrier Pigeon. I know that came out in the summer, but you know, it's still a big thing to have debut record. So the album kind of discusses the confusion of falling in love and sees you being really vulnerable. Do you think that was really difficult to tap into that side of you, or was it something that just kind of came naturally?
So all of my songs have always just been exactly what's going on in my life. So what was different about this album is that in the past, I had been writing about sad things. So what was different this time? It was writing about happy things. And what I found was that it almost felt more vulnerable for me to be writing about things I'm excited about versus things that happened in the past. Because when you are stating so clearly how happy you are and how exciting everything is and what you want, it's much more scarier, because if it goes away, then everyone will really know how you felt. So that was a unique hurdle to jump through for myself. But with my music, I always try to push past my own personal feelings about having other people hear it and just focus on making the art that I want to make.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's super important, especially in this industry, where you talked about how in an interview, there's kind of no rest in the industry. You know, you always kind of have to be like doing something. So making art that's your own is definitely super important there. And did you find the writing process for this album to be kind of therapeutic in a way, because it discusses kind of a lot of complex emotions? And now that it's been out in the world for some time, do you find that once you've examined these emotions, it kind of settles and within you, and it's kind of just out there and no longer kind of bothersome?
Yeah, that's exactly what my music is to me. I write so I can get things off of my chest. And so all of these songs came from a distinct moment, a very clear feeling or experience I was having, and writing them kind of like purges my fears and anxieties around it. And the more I sing the songs and the longer they've been out, the less fear I feel around them. So it's a pretty cool process to have all of my insecurities on stage, you know?
Yeah, and it's a way to, like I said, just kind of get them out there into the world and not have to keep them internally, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very therapeutic in that way. And you discussed how this is, it's kind of not just all sad songs. You have some upbeat tracks, some slow mm-hmm. ones, and like yeah. everything in between. So you kind of discussed that a little bit, but when you kind of sat down to write it, was this kind of something that was conscious, like, oh, I want to make this more upbeat? Or is this just something that happens in the songwriting process for you?
It was just where my music was at the moment. You know, I've always wanted to serve the songs in all of my music and all of my projects I've made. It's always about what the song needs and not necessarily what I want out of it. So when I first started working on this album, the loudness and the complexity of the arrangements we were doing for these songs really made me nervous and uncomfortable. And I felt like, who do I think I am? Like, I make folk music. Like, why am I doing this? But that's what the songs wanted to be. Like, I was writing these like louder, more upbeat songs that needed to be fleshed out in this way. And so I always just kind of, I just try to do it right for the song.
Yeah. And do you find that uncomfortableness and like that, you know, difference when you're writing and stuff, do you think that kind of drives you to create more a kind of unique sounds as you continue going on, not just a folk project anymore, but kind of a little bit everything in between?
Yeah, I don't really feel boxed in by genre. Again, I write a song and I just try to make it what it wants to be.
Yeah, definitely. I've spoken to a bunch of musicians who also say that they're like, I don't care about genres. You know, I just kind of write to be. So it seems kind of a common theme, especially in this industry where it's all based on putting everybody into a box, you know, and that's good to see artists trying to leave that box, you know? Mm-hmm. And I love your whole aesthetic surrounding your project, like your dress, your personality. Like the listeners can't see it, but I love your hair right now. Like it's so cool. The green and the braids, like I love it so much. How did that kind of come together? Like it's probably just you being you, but did you have, when you were starting to create this project and become a singer, did you have an idea of what you wanted to look like and be like?
No, I'm always just like trying to be myself 100%. And the reason I started dyeing my hair green was because like 3 Halloweens ago, I dressed up like the sexy Grinch. And so I really went all in for my costume. And so I dyed my bangs green. And I said, wow, this is really the way I'm supposed to be. And so for the last 3 years, I've had my bangs dyed green, and it's just who I am now. It's just all of these different pieces of me put together. And yeah, I'm glad people think it's cool. I'm just being myself, you know?
No, I love it. It is cool. Like, that's why I asked. I was like, is this on purpose or is just you being you? You know, it's super important to keep to yourself, especially, again, in this industry that can beat you down if you let it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that you were going to pursue, like, kind of a career in film, or you wanted to study film before beginning music. And mm-hmm. I wanted to know, I love films, and, you know, I have my favorite genre in particular is like horror films. Do you have a particular genre that you like to watch?
Ooh, honestly, I love just like a trashy rom-com. Like, I fly a lot, and every time I'm on a plane, I just like go and I'm like, okay, what rom-com have I not seen? Okay, great. I'm going to watch that one. I love it. 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 I love that it's so, like, tailored to make it the most enjoyable for people. You know, like, I think it's really interesting to, like, watch something that is, like, engineered to be what the most people are going to enjoy. And I think it's really interesting and really fun. So I love watching cheesy rom-coms.
I love that. Is there a favorite one or one that you like to gravitate towards?
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, of course. Of course.
If you ever see me crying on a plane, I'm watching When Harry Met Sally for like the fifth time. I love that movie. I love that movie.
Oh, that's, yeah, that is. Oh, I love that movie too. I didn't watch it for the longest time, and I recently just watched it like a couple months ago, like over the summer kind of, and I was,
it's so good.
No, it really is so good. And this is just kind of like, it, you could say yes or no to this, whatever, I don't know if it's a no or not, but do you find yourself like taking inspiration from film in your project and in your songwriting?
I get that question a lot, and I wish that I could say yes, but I don't think I do. Like, I really don't think that they're connected. I think the only thing that's the same is that I just always wanted to tell stories.
Yes.
And so I'm still just telling stories in a different format.
That makes sense. Yeah. Especially like, I just wanted to know, I didn't know if those two things were correlated, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm a huge like album art girl. I love like just looking at, you know, single covers, EP covers, album covers. Do you mind just diving into just the cover of Carrier Pigeon for me and kind of how that all came together?
Yeah, so I had a pretty tight timeline for getting this project together, and I had to figure out an album cover, and I didn't have any ideas, and I was about to go on tour in the UK, and it was either I did it like right in that moment, right before I left, or I had one day off on tour in New York, and I do a big thing there, and I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So I literally got one of my roommates. I said, Kiana, we're going on a walk. I just need you to take a bunch of photos of me on my phone, and then we're going to figure it out. She was like, okay. So literally me and my friend went on a walk, and we took probably about 500 photos of myself just running around, looking good, looking bad, being silly, being serious, whatever. And then I went through them, and some of them were pretty cool. And so I made like a mock-up of an album cover, and then we sent it to an actual designer. We sent it to this person named Franny, and they cut it into what is now the album art, which is pretty perfect. So I think it captures the kind of like playfulness, but the confusion, but the just like the general vibes of the album, I think are shine through in the art.
I definitely think so too, and that's an interesting story. I love that it just kind of happened, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of planning there. I love that. And to kind of just wrap it up, so you're currently on the Carrier Pigeon tour, you know, you're hitting places all over the country. How has the tour been for you so far?
It's been really great. It's a really interesting time to be touring right now.
Yes.
I've heard from a lot of venues that tickets just aren't selling. People aren't coming out to shows. And so I'm really grateful that I get to go and play to people, and that people are willing to to spend their evenings with me and my songs and my music. It feels even more special knowing how hard it is for everyone right now.
Yeah, that is definitely special. And yeah, touring is difficult right now, especially for artists. You know, like you see, for example, like Claro, for example, had to cancel a bunch of dates because she was just too sick to keep touring. So it's just like, it is an interesting time out there. And you're coming to Albany, New York. That might not mean anything to you. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, New York, but not too far from our station. So for our listeners, why should they come see an Odie Lee show, and what can they expect?
I think that I really try to just make it a good time. I personally am not a concert person. I don't enjoy going to shows. I have a hard time standing up for a long time if I'm not moving. So it's like really, like, honestly, a painful experience for me to go to concerts. So with that in mind, I really try my hardest to make it more than just you watching me sing on stage. I think that there's a time and a place for that kind of thing. But for me, I want to give people more than just they're watching something. I want them to feel very involved. And so I do a lot of things to try to get people involved and really feel included in the experience, because at the end of the day, like, the concert experience isn't about me. I can go give the best show ever. I can sing every note perfect, but it's really more about the vibes in the room and like the energy that we all create together. So y'all should come see me play because you want to be a part of something fun.
Yes, I love that. I definitely want to try to come through. It's in a couple weeks, so I definitely want to. Thank you so much for talking with me today. It was nice to get to dive into the world of Carrier Pigeon and everything Odie Lee, and I really appreciate it.
That was my interview with Odie Lee on Wolney 90.9 FM. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. It was a really fun one. A little short, but not too, you know, sometimes the shorter ones are better. You get the most amount of information you need, and that's all you need. So today, like I said before, I play the interview. It's going to be some sadder songs, slow songs, because it is one of those days. It really just truly is one of those days. So, you know, enjoy the cold, make a hot chocolate, put this on in the background, and have a blast. The first track I'm going to play is by the Beatles. This is For No One, the 2022 mix. I like this mix because in the original track that was remastered in 2009, there are drums and you can't really hear them until this mix. So it's really, really cool. I put them side by side when I first listened to it and I was astonished. You could really hear like drums that weren't in the original track. So it's really, really cool. And then after that, I have the iconic Cherry Waves by Deftones. Then after that, we've got some 1975, Third Eye Blind, Pierce the Veil, all that good stuff. So keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. And here is For No One by the iconic Beatles.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her. And yet you don't believe her. She says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. Stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches, there will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
That was Cherry Waves by good old Deftones. Next up, I have the infamous Mitski with Your Best American Girl off of her record Puberty 2. And then after that, I have the iconic 1975 with About You off of their album Being Funny in a Foreign Language, which came out 2 years ago. Pretty good record, and the song is very, very good. But this is Your Best American Girl. Get ready to cry. This is Mitski.
If I could, I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me. You're the sun
That was Pierce the Veil and their cover of Karma Police by the Radiohead. Not the Radiohead, by Radiohead. I honestly prefer that cover versus the original track. Also, Panic at the Disco did a really, really good cover. Look up Karma Police, Panic at the Disco cover. It is by far, it blows Pierce the Veil's cover, every other cover, out of the water. It is so good. This next track is a request, but also a track that is actually really good. This is Sunday by Mama. This is a kind of an alternative punk shoegaze-esque band that is, you know, they've got some stuff out, so it's pretty good. This was requested by Mason, my boyfriend. If you're a realer, you know Mason. Thank you for requesting this. It's a great track, and I am so excited to play it for you guys. Then after that, I have a track by Third Eye Blind. This is The Background off of their dynamic record, debut record, Third Eye Blind. This album I was listening to the other day, no skips. It's actually just so good. There are zero skips. And then after that, we've got some 21 Pilots, The Neighborhood, more Deftones, Blink-182, Foo Fighters, even some Coldplay. So do not touch that dial. Stay right here. This is Sunday by Mama. Then we have The Background by Third Eye Blind.
I get in my own way. The more I think, the less I say. I hope I communicate the craving. Now I see intentions don't mean much. Say enough, say enough. Did I let her know, let her know? If I found my body in chains, I'd lay down and wait and hope she looks for me. Wants to catch a wave, ride it out to the end of the days. I hope that I can satiate the craving. Now I see a gesture don't mean much. Say enough, say enough. Did I let her know, let her know? If I found my body in chains, I'd lay down and wait for me. And I just hate to put this on her, but I swear that I will give more than I take away. The craving. Now I see intentions don't mean much.
That was The Craving, Jenna's version, by 21 Pilots off of their new album, Clancy. Next up, I have what this entire radio show is based off of. This is Strawberry Fields Forever by The Beatles. Nothing Is Real, the name of my show, if you don't know, came from this track. And I also have a tattoo that says Nothing Is Real because, I don't know, life is too short. And I feel like the Beatles are always going to be in my life in some way. I'm always going to look back on my college years and remember that I had a show called this, called Nothing Is Real. So I think it's important to just have and look on. So, you know, life's too short. Get that tattoo. That's what I say. But yeah, this is Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles off of their EP Magical Mystery Tour. Then after that, I have Cancer by... My Chemical Romance. Then we got some Blink-182, some U2, and a bunch of other good stuff. So stick around. Here's Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. And thanks for tuning in on this cold Monday evening.
Let me take you down. I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields Forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding. Take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get.
about. Strawberry feels forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Everybody. this is Paul McCartney, and you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Don't touch that dial and keep it locked.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
Go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy.